Here's your change. Thank you so much for shopping, Food Circus. Don't forget to vote for the Friendly Employee of the Month on your way out. My name's Naomi. And have a really nice day and drive real careful.
Well, good Lord, what in your shiny shoes?
Miss Harper, I'm simply trying my best to win that Friendly Employee contest.
Well, may I suggest that you get friendly with my groceries?
Granny's gonna start honking her horn any minute.
Believe me, nobody wants you out of here more than I do.
Hey, Naomi, can you give me a quick refund on these bottles? Huh? I got my camper double parked out.
I'm sorry, Sam. I have a person ahead of you.
It'll only take a sec for the refund. And another sec for me to vote for you.
Oh, well, as long as you put it that way. I'm sure you won't mind.
There she blows.
Well, there's another vote for you, Naomi. Of course, everybody knows you're a shoo-in.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Listen, drive carefully.
And have a nice day. You want to get your friendly fingers to chicken? Lord, poor Granny, bless her heart, you're going to die of sunstroke.
Thelma, you want to hear your horoscope?
No.
It's nice, honey.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Looky here. Champagne and flowers. Guess what they're for?
I guess a bon voyage party's too much to hope for.
Mrs. Naomi Harper has been chosen Friendly Employee of the Month down at the Food Circus. Yeah. The award goes to the checker who's been the nicest all month.
Oh, honey.
I guess speed didn't count.
Would it kill you to show me a little kindness one time?
Missy, you used up your one time the day I let you in the door.
Oh, now, come on, you two. This is a special night. What do you say we all have some champagne and celebrate?
Yeah, right.
Here, open that for me, will you, Buzz?
Right, six glasses, right, Dad?
Right, four with champagne and two with whatever you kids want.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
Never mind that champagne business. Just bring me a beer, Sonia.
Well, all right, I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, this is Naomi. What? Who is this? I beg your pardon.
Well, who was it, Skeeter?
It was nobody, honey.
Nobody? Well, how can nobody dial our number?
Hello? Now listen here. Don't you say things like that to me, and don't you ever call this house again.
Well, what the?
Who was it, Pumpkin?
Honey, it was some kind of pervert saying all sorts of awful things.
What'd he say?
You mean an obscene phone call?
What'd he say?
An obscene phone call? How do you know?
Trust me.
Well, what'd he say? I don't get it.
What did he say?
Well, perhaps I would understand it.
He said,
What?
Well, somebody tell me what he said.
Oh, all right.
And don't you use any dirty words.
All right, he said, your ice cubes, my all night.
Well, I've never heard such filth. I don't like this. I don't allow no weirdos on the phone unless it's family.
All right, ta-da. Everybody. We got it right.
Champagne.
Now. Well, here's to...
Well, aren't we supposed to clink glasses or something?
Oh, honey. What's going on here?
Well, if you must know, Naomi just got an obscene phone call.
Two.
You're kidding. What'd he say?
It's none of your business. answer it. Maybe if he hears a man's voice, he won't call back to me.
Yeah, good idea.
You answer it, honey.
Call, baby.
Hello? Oh, sure, she's right here.
Hello?
Oh, what did you give me the phone for, honey?
I don't know. You sounded nice enough when he asked for you.
It's somebody who knows me. He asks for me by name.
Well, what kind of a person does this sort of thing?
Oh, a very sick person, to be sure. I read somewhere that obscene phone callers are cowards who cannot stand a face-to-face confrontation, so they use the telephone to hide behind.
Well, how are we going to make him stop?
Well, I guess there may be only one good way, and that is just to take the phone off the hook.
No way!
I'm expecting a real important call from my steady boyfriend.
You don't have a steady boyfriend.
Well, I'll never get one with the phone off the hook.
It's a risk you'll have to take.
Yeah, friend, let's talk about it. I'm going to stop it.
We're not going to let some pervert cut us off from the outside world. I know exactly how to take care of this. You did a whole thing about this on Real People. But just go back to what you're doing and just forget about these phone calls. When I see there, he isn't even calling back.
No, Donna, I don't want you to have to listen to all that dirty stuff.
I ain't gonna listen to nothing. If this telephone freak wants to reach out and touch someone in my family, he's gonna have to go through me.
No, Miss Harper, this is my fight. All right, listen up, you jackass. Don't you ever call me...
What?
You stick that in your ice cube, you dip!
Miss Harper, that was Mr. Palmer, my boss at Food Circus, asking me to work on Saturday.
Well, I don't guess he'll ask you again.
Oh, Mr. Palmer, I'm so sorry I called you a jackass.
Hello!
When are these calls going to stop?
Right now. Hello, operator, give me the police. No, I'm just calling to check last night's ratings on Hill Street Blues. Have some breakfast. Sweetie, come on. Come out from under there. You're going to have to eat something.
I can't eat, Mama. I'm too upset about Naomi.
Oh, Fenton.
You know, last night was the first night since we've been married that we haven't... that we didn't...
There goes the Guinness Book of Records.
She didn't even kiss me goodbye when she went to work this morning.
Well, I think she's overreacting, Vince. And after all, we were just trying to help.
Well, you can't blame her. She's real upset about those phone calls.
Oh, Vinton. She brought them calls on herself.
I don't know. I just don't like it when she's mad at me.
Well, she's in a little snit now. But she'll be over it in a couple of days.
A couple of days? Mama, a couple of days means a couple of nights. I can't wait that long.
Hello. No, Naomi isn't home right now. Well, what the? You want a what?
All right, listen, who is this? You want a what?
Now look here, mister. I've had just... You want a what? That guy wants to what with all of us.
You know, now I think I know how Naomi must have felt, that poor thing. Oh, I think it's a good thing she wasn't here.
Oh, well, he didn't care if she was here or not. That loony would talk to anybody.
Well, I think we better hightail it down to the food circus. I believe we owe Naomi an apology.
It is extremely disturbing when he actually says those things to you.
And he actually said those things to me.
fella's not only obscene, he's ambidextrous.
Would you hurry up, please? This is the express lane.
I'm sorry to take so long, but I don't see very well.
Well, get some glasses.
Well, where are you going? The door's out this way. Here, take your package.
Oh, bat. Naomi, we have to talk to you.
Unless you are here to purchase 10 items or less, we have nothing to say to one another.
Oh, come on, honey. This is important.
Attention all Food Circus shoppers. There is no waiting at the express lane.
We better purchase something or she'll never talk to us.
Well, all right, everybody go pick out one item. And don't spend an arm and a leg.
Morning, darling. How's my Food Circus sweetheart?
What's that crack supposed to mean?
It's just my way of saying hello, Naomi.
Say that again.
It's just my way of saying...
No, just hello, Naomi, only say it in a whisper.
Hello, Naomi.
No, more gravelly voiced.
Hello, Naomi.
No, pack it through your nose more.
Hello, Naomi.
Oh, all right, so it isn't you. After this, I want you to just watch your step, Sam. Here's your change. Now, scram.
Bye.
All right, that loaf of bread will cost you $1. Now, get out of here. This is $2.49.
Naomi, we made a terrible mistake. Those obscene phone calls were not your fault.
Here's your change. Thank you for shopping Food Circus. Next.
Well, you're not going to believe this, Naomi, but I got one of them obscene phone calls this morning.
That'll be $3.69.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that you were right. You weren't asking for it. Shoot, he called me, and I haven't asked for it in 27 years.
Get your change. Will there be anything else, madam?
Well, I'm trying to apologize here.
Next.
Well, Ben, we don't have a dog. What are you doing with a 25-pound bag of kibble?
Well, I figured if I was going to be in the doghouse, I might as well eat like one.
That'll be $13.95.
Oh, come on, Skeeter. Honey, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I just say dumb things.
Oh, Benton.
No, I do. I do. But, I love you so much, honey. I can't stand to spend another night without those shoulders. Oh, honey, I was wrong. I was wrong, okay? I should have stood up for you. Look, when a man is married to a wonderful woman like you, he ought to defend her against all odds. The Lord knows my family is odd as they come.
Oh, Ben, I love you. No.
$347.22. Well, it was worth every penny.
Lovebirds are back together again.
Yeah, the cuckoos are back in the nest.
I think I got it now.
Hello, Naomi. Hello, Naomi.
Hello? Well, I'm glad you called back, you slime ball. Now, you listen up here. My name is Thelma Harper. I'm an old woman, and I got a pass full of grown kids, and my kids got kids of their own. I got wrinkles and bunions, and on hot days, my ankles swell. I'm covered with cellulite from my neck to my knees. Now, if any of that turns you on, you just keep talking. This he wasn't thinking in terms of an older woman. Change my phone number? Well, I've had this number forever. I've only had this ding-a-ling for 10 minutes. Well, thanks a lot, officer. I guess.
Can't they do anything, Miss Hopper?
No, not much. Not unless you can recognize his voice.
Recognize his voice? I don't even recognize half the words he uses.
I've got it. Hey, Grandma, I got a better idea. Dad, where's your tape recorder?
It's on the desk. Why?
We can record his voice. That way we'll have some tangible evidence for the police.
No, it won't work. Tape recordings are not admissible in a court of law.
Oh, put a cork in it, if Lee. I think it's a great idea, boy.
Yeah, but it might be for me.
Oh, yeah, I don't
nice
think it'll work.
Give me the phone. You pick up the phone. I'm ready.
Okay.
Well, it was a good idea, Buzz.
Maybe.
Here we go!
Give me the recorder. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Hello? It's him.
Okay,
turn
right. We got him now.
All right. On the road. Hello? Hello? Shoot, he hung up.
He's probably not into Willie Nelson.
You ain't making a stop, honey. What are we gonna do?
All right, that's it. I'm taking charge now.
All right.
Sonia, Buzz, you... Buzz, Sonia, you go upstairs. You got studying to do.
We can't study upstairs.
Why not?
There's no TV up there.
Upstairs.
And
go on.
It's just getting good.
Go on. Now, let's see what we got here. First of all, this guy must be somebody Naomi knows, because he asked for her by name.
Well, Dick Tracy can sleep tonight.
Why is he picking on me? Why me?
Well, I guess maybe that friendliness of yours got a little bit out of hand. Thank you for shopping Food Circus. You drive careful and have a real nice day.
I was simply doing my job.
Your job is to check groceries, not to make goo-goo eyes at every Tom, Dick, and weirdo that comes through the expressway.
Well, you have to be a little extra friendly when you can't accept checks.
Oh, now, come on, stop picking on Naomi. She was just trying to win that contest.
Yeah, I think maybe she tried a little too hard.
Oh, I suppose you think this is all my fault. Oh, well, I've never heard anything so ridiculous. Have you, Franny?
Oh, well, I don't think Thelma meant that it was your fault, exactly.
What do you mean, exactly?
Well, I mean, perhaps she was simply referring to your naturally outgoing manner, not to mention the way you dress.
What is the matter with the way I dress?
Well, good Lord, if that blouse was any lower, it'd be a skirt. And the way you sashay down the street in them spiky heels.
Well, that just happens to be the way I move.
Well, it's the way most people rumba.
Vinton, do you believe these things?
Me? Oh, no, no. Heck no, Skeeter. I think you're just perfect the way you are. Well, maybe your blouse could be a little higher.
I thought you said I was perfect the way I was.
Well, you are. You are. It's just that, you know, maybe you could, wear shoes that are a little less, that make you walk a little less,
Then you do agree with them. You do think that these phone calls are my fault.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I just know that when he's calling here, he's not asking for anybody else.
Vinton, I wear a name tag.
Well, I wear a name tag, too. No dirty old men are calling me.
He's walking like Naomi and they might.
Well, that does it. My friendly days are over. I'm not speaking to any of you ever again.
Oh, now, come on, Skeeter.
Don't touch me.
What did I say?
That I walk like a hussy and dress like a tramp and entice every man who's ever come to buy 10 items or less.
Oh, now, honey, couldn't we just talk about this in
no,
private?
No, we can't. You sided against me, Vinton. And I have nothing further to say to you at all.
Oh, now, honey, if you just let me...
I am never going to let you again.
Skeeter!
Some people just can't take constructive criticism.